Forbes, you're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 AM. We've got a great show today. It's too bad Eric, my normal booth engineer, is still in Europe, the little stinker. We have Mike Roberge with us today in the booth, helping run the show. Hi, Mike.
Good afternoon.
Well, Eric is going to be very jealous because we're talking about one of his favorite topics today.
That is?
Dog poop.
I did not know that.
So you're the lucky one.
I will save that for future reference. How about that?
Yeah, he is, I'm sure, just jealous, green with envy in Europe.
Green?
Yeah.
Brown, sorry.
We've got Janet Gear with us in the booth today, which is always a treat to have an actual person here to talk to. Janet is the spokesperson for the Puget Sound Starts Here campaign. Welcome to the show, Janet.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So we're going to be talking about the impact of dog poop on our water, lakes, streams, rivers, and sound. But before we talk about that, and also the video that was released in June, Dog Doogity, which we'll be playing clips of in and out of breaks today. Before we start talking with Janet, though, I've got some announcements and other points of interest. Want to first of all tell you that the Dog Talk Show is brought to you in part by Invisible Fence Northwest. Invisible Fence for the life of your pet. Check out InvisibleFenceNW.com to learn about their indoor and outdoor solutions for both dogs and cats. They have a new product that's coming out this fall that I'm excited to talk to them about probably sometime in October or November. And then our October 5th's show, we're going to be talking about barking, which is an awfully broad topic. It would be like saying, we're going to talk about talking. Because for dogs, they bark for many different reasons. Sometimes they just, you know, I mean, they're communicating potentially many different things when they're barking. And it's important to understand what they're communicating when they're barking to, in an effort to correct the behavior. Because you have to understand why they're doing it in order to figure out a solution. So I'm looking forward to talking with them October 5th. That'll be a great show. The Dog Talk Show is also brought to you in part by All the Best Pet Care. All the Best Pet Care for the life of your pet. Visit allthebestpetcare.com to see where all of their 9 locations are around Western Washington. And I am very excited because I have 3 seminars coming up in October and November at 3 different All the Best locations. October 9th, I'll be doing a talk in Edmonds at 6 p.m. October 23rd in their Redmond store at 6 p.m. And then Thursday, November 10th in their Ballard store. And that one is going to be at 7:30 p.m. And the title of the seminar is How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Ask. And, well, what something to talk about there, because that's what a lot of people have a hard time with, is that they can teach their dog what a word means, but then getting them to do it is another thing, especially getting them to do it if they don't have a treat or, you know, without having to bribe them. So I'll be talking, giving attendees tips on how to get your dog to do what you ask. And that will be Sunday, October 9th at the Edmonds All the Best location, Sunday, October 23rd at the Redmond store, and Thursday, November 10th at the Ballard store. So I'm looking forward to that, and I will continue to announce those in future shows. The Vashon Sheepdog Classic is coming up. It's a great event. It's end of this month, actually, last day of September, and then October 1st and 2nd, Vashon Island at Misty Isle Farms. And you actually get to see some herding trials with mostly Border Collies and some Kelpies. And it's really, really amazing to watch these dogs work and do what they were bred to do. I always love watching dogs, whatever breed it is, do what they were bred to do. And these guys are just amazing, and it's a great day to spend, get out of the city, bring a blanket, have a picnic, and watch Border Collies herd sheep. I mean, what's better than that? We've got Dog Talk Show trivia today, and since the show is about dog poop, it's going to actually be dog poop trivia. Eric is so jealous right now. I know it. So get your phone ready because throughout the show, I've got three different questions and they're all true or false or yes or no or something like that. So easy questions. You don't even have to get it right to win. I mean, what kind of trivia just gives away stuff no matter what? All you have to do is try. And so get near your phone. I'm going to give out the number now, but I'll give it out also as I ask the questions, 425-373-5527, or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. We have great prize packs to give away. We have a coupon pack from Nature's Logic that gives you a free bag, free small bag of food, and then along with two other coupons, one for canned and then one for any of their products. A voucher for a free pint of Answers goat's milk, raw goat's milk for dogs and cats. And then also provided by Eastside Insurance is a tennis ball, toy, a portable water and food bowl, and then appropriate for today, a dog poop bag dispenser and roll of poop bags. So yeah, Janet gave me the thumbs up on that one. So that all of that stuff for each person, you have the all you have to do is try. So you just have to be one of the first callers when I ask each question to potentially win that whole prize pack. Wanted to let you guys know too, Dr. Don's Automotive in Ballard gives Dog Talk Show fans 5% off parts and service for any of their services. So if it's something as small as an oil change to a brake job, I had my brakes done recently and I compared the dealership to Dr. Don's and I asked them what their price was and also what kind of brake pads they use. And it turned out the dealership used composite brake pads, which are lower quality and were $100 more than Dr. Don's, that used ceramic brake pads, which are higher quality. Lower quality, more expensive at the dealership. Higher quality, less expensive at Dr. Don's Automotive. So that's a no-brainer. And then if you say you're a Dog Talk Show fan, you get 5% off. Just a quick shout-out to our other advertisers, too. Chemly Electric, who has been with us from the beginning. 2.5 years now, serving the greater Seattle area, electrical contractors, great electricians, dog lovers. If you can't trust a dog lover, who can you trust? Also, the Natural Pet Pantry, raw food for both dogs and cats, local company, locally made. You can check out their website, naturalpetpantry.com. Chemly Electric's website is chemlyelectric.com, and you can hear their advertisements during the show. And I just want to say that I don't just let anybody advertise on the show. These are services or products that I use or recommend and that I would recommend to my mother. So, you know, highest quality, I'm not going to sell out. You will never hear a commercial for a grocery store brand food on this show, etc. So when you listen to the ads, if you hear a service that you need, you can call them with confidence. So, Janet.
Yes.
Now, before we talk about dog poop, I just want to say that I just found out Janet has a dachshund, which I also have a dachshund. If you've listened to the show, you know I have my little Leia, who's a racing, almost champion, racing wiener. And Janet has a one-year-old dachshund named Duke.
Yes.
And he's very cute.
Yeah, I've got a 4- and a 6-year-old, so they actually named him Marmaduke Gator. But we decided to go to Duke for short.
Nice. So. Well, Janet is the spokesperson for the Puget Sound Starts Here campaign. And I don't know if you've seen this. I think it went viral, so to speak. There was a video called Dog Doogity, and it was sort of a play off of the song No Diggity.
Correct.
So tell us about Puget Sound Starts Here campaign and the video.
Okay. So the Puget Sound Starts Here campaign is a coalition of over 60 cities and counties in the Puget Sound region that get together to do stormwater outreach messaging and just, you know, pooling resources and that kind of thing. The Puget Sound Starts Here campaign decided to create a video for this application because video is one of the most powerful communication vehicles out there for us today. Mm-hmm. And we kind of started talking about how to use it with the Puget Sound Starts Here campaign, and dog poop just kind of seemed a natural fit. You know,
clearly.
And, you know, it's such an important issue as far as pet waste that we wanted to make sure we kept the message alive as long as possible and to try to reach kind of a younger, you know, different audience. Mm-hmm. And video was just a great way to do that. And it allowed us to kind of poke fun at a serious and sometimes uncomfortable topic. So.
Not on this show. Certainly not always serious and certainly never uncomfortable. But in all seriousness, though, so the reason why about dog poop is because of the impact it has on our lakes, streams, rivers, and sound.
Correct.
As far as, you know, contaminants and pollution.
Right.
So, you know, and this is actually, dog poop is one of, like, the number one pollutants.
Right.
In addition, there are some other ones that you're focusing on, some of the other big ones. What are those?
Well, you know, we, for the campaign, we did chose a few that, you know, a lot of people contribute to and that are pretty, you know, readily used on a daily basis. So One of them is car washing, people washing their cars in the driveways. All that stuff runs off into the street, which goes into the nearest lake, river, stream without treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with vehicle leaks. So just maintaining that vehicle so you're not getting oils, grease, heavy metals, all that fun stuff into the water system. Also, hazardous chemicals, you know, outside the home. So yard care, pesticides, fertilizers, trying not to use those, minimizing their use and, you know, using organic alternatives whenever possible.
Mm-hmm.
And then just pet waste with, you know, the four major ones that we were going with right now.
Right. So when we're talking about pet waste, you know, dog poop and probably to a degree cat poop, but to a lesser degree.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is that dog poop that doesn't get picked up just stays on the ground, and then when it rains, it just
melts right in. Yeah, that's the problem is that, you know, we've created so many what we call impervious surfaces. So your driveways, you know, even your lawn, all the water when it rains runs off of those. And so anything you put on your lawn, your driveway, your sidewalk, any of that, your roof, all of that stuff runs off and goes into the nearest storm drain, which just goes into the nearest lake, stream, or wetland. So.
Hmm. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'll talk more with Janet Geer, spokesperson for Puget Sound Starts Here campaign. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
Do you have an injury, old or new, that won't heal? Are you fighting a cold or illness you can't kick? Do you feel like you've tried everything and are still struggling to find wellness and balance in your physical health? Have you been unimpressed with acupuncture in the past? For over a decade, Robert Meduzia has been making a difference for people who thought they had exhausted their options. Don't settle for pain and illness. Call 425-828-6190. That's 425-828-6190. Again, 425-828-6190. The Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland. Heal faster, play longer.
For more than 25 years, All the Best Pet Care has been helping people choose the best foods, treats, and toys for their dogs and cats. They are a locally owned family business bringing about little miracles every day by following the Mother Nature model of nutrition. Stop by to meet their adoption cats, schedule an anesthesia-free dental cleaning, or bring your dog to the toy testing area. Visit their new store in Edmonds next to the PCC and their expanded Redmond store in the Whole Foods Plaza. To learn more, go to allthebestpetcare.com or follow them on Facebook.
Dr. Don's Automotive recommends servicing your air conditioning and cabin filters regularly to minimize noise for sound-sensitive dogs and to keep your puppy cool in the summer heat. Visit drdonsautomotive.com for more information or call 206-782-6303 to schedule an appointment. Mention this ad for 5% off parts and labor. Dr. Don's Automotive, expert auto repair and service, with the honesty of a dog lover that you can trust.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to NuPro Supplements, we cover the world of animals. This week, Eileen Weintraub, president and founder of Help Animals India, will join me in the studio. We'll hear all about her travels in India and what she saw and learned about the animals there that compelled her to create this organization. And we'll talk in depth about the animal service groups in India that she helps to support. Find out how you can help on Martha Norwalk's Animal World, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you have legal questions? Need to know where to turn?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, your host of Northwest Legal Compass.
Northwest Legal Compass will address your questions on a variety of legal topics, including estate planning, asset protection, real estate and business planning, and more. The legal and accounting staff of Gregrick and Associates are dedicated to providing you with superior legal and tax services. Their integrated counsel is geared to the achievement of your goals.
Visit us on the web at rjglegal.com.
Be sure and tune in every Friday at noon here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Click the shows page on 1150kknw.com for the scoop on Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 AM. And we're back talking with Janet Geer, who's the spokesperson for Puget Sound Starts Here campaign. Welcome back, Janet.
Thank you.
So we're talking about dog poop and the impact it has on our water here in the Puget Sound area, streams, lakes, rivers, sound. Now, I thought, so I'm going to be a devil's advocate here. Isn't the Northwest one of the most environmentally conscious areas in the country? So isn't our water relatively clean because we're so educated and green?
Well, you know, you would think that, and that is the general consensus from the population. But unfortunately, you know, Puget Sound from the above just looks healthy, you know, like there's nothing wrong, and you can see orcas and, you know, seals and all kinds of fun animals playing. But if you look below the surface, that's where you have the problem. And unfortunately, a lot of pollutants you can't see. Mm-hmm. So unless you test the water, you don't understand, you know, what's wrong, what the problem is. So, it is a huge issue. There's a lot of pollution. Millions of pounds of toxic chemicals go into the Puget Sound every year, just from what we call non-point source pollution, which really means each one of us in our daily habits, you know, putting in a little bit, which collectively, you know, adds to a big problem.
Mm. That's sad to me.
It's very sad.
Yeah.
But we can fix it. And that's the good part.
That's why we're here.
Exactly.
All right. Well, let's do some dog talk show trivia. We're going to give away our first prize pack, which includes a dog poop bag dispenser and roll of dog poop bags, tennis ball toy, collapsible water and food bowl, a free bag of Nature's Logic food, as well as other coupons for Nature's Logic products, and a free pint of Answers raw goat's milk. That's a big prize pack. And you don't even have to get the question right. You just have to try. So, number to call, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. So here's our first question. True or false, and I bet Janet knows the answer to this, but don't answer the question. Don't give it away.
I'll try not to.
True or false, dog poop is an organic fertilizer. True or false? You get a 50% chance here to get it right, and you don't even have to get it right to win the prize pack. And this is a great prize pack. Dog poop is an organic fertilizer. True or false? 425-373-5527 or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. Don't be shy. We've got lines open. So if you can, well, if you just try to answer the question, we will send you a doggy prize package, dog poop bag dispenser, and roll of poop bags, collapsible bowl, tennis ball toy, bag of Nature's Logic dry food, one of the best dry foods on the market, as well as some other coupons and vouchers, and a voucher for a free pint of Answers goat milk. So the first person that calls in to answer that question will receive that prize pack automatically. True or false? Dog poop is inorganic fertilizer. So we were talking about, isn't the Northwest, generally speaking, environmentally conscious? So therefore, is pollution really that big of a problem? Well, yes, it is. And you told me something that really made an impact on me, which is, what was it about orcas?
Transient and southern resident orcas are considered to be among the most PCB-contaminated mammals on the planet.
PCBs, of course, meaning polychlorinated biphenyls.
Right. Which are chemicals that basically bioaccumulate, which means they stay in the body. They aren't released as you use the facility. Mm-hmm. And they go up at the food chain. So say a salmon has a little bit. Well, the orcas eat a bunch of salmon. So now they're polluted with all, of that amount of the salmon.
Yeah. Well, we have Sherry in Marysville who is going to answer the trivia question. The question being, true or false, dog poop is an organic fertilizer. Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome.
So what do you think? True or false, dog poop is an organic fertilizer?
False.
It is false.
Correct.
Well done. Now, what kind of dog do you have?
I have a Labrador.
Nice. How old?
He's going to be 5.
Excellent. Well, we've got a lot of great prizes to send your way, so I'm going to put you on hold and send you back to Darcy and get your mailing information, and we'll get that out to you this week.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Thanks for playing. All right. Dog talk show listeners are very smart.
They are.
You should know this.
Okay.
It's hard to stump them. Although I think a couple weeks ago I asked some trivia questions that I think were way too hard. But, you got to find the limit somewhere. So, false. Tell us why, Janet.
Well, some people think that dog waste is environmentally friendly, kind of like organic fertilizer, and it's in fact raw sewage. It contains several harmful pathogens and bacteria like E. coli and several others that threaten human health and the environment. So it's not just a situation for the environment. You can contaminate humans, children, pets. There's a lot of health risk involved.
So what's the difference then between like dog poop versus other like manures that they use for fertilizer?
Well,
why are those okay?
Those are herbivores. So chickens and cows, we don't usually share communicable diseases back and forth. So that's why it's okay to use chicken poop or cow poop, but it's not okay to use omnivores or canines because we share pathogens.
Because they eat meat. Is that
right? Right, correct.
Okay. All right, very interesting. Okay, so what we were talking about before the trivia was that orcas are one of the most contaminated animals on the planet when it comes to PCBs, which is basically flame retardant.
Some of them are, yeah.
Some of them are.
It's the toxic chemicals of polychlorinated biphenyls.
Okay. So the orcas, that's like one of the main, symbols of this area is the orcas and, with the, back in time, it's like a huge symbol. And so to think that they're so contaminated is kind of shocking to me.
Right. Well, it's, the same with the harbor seals. And even though we share waters with Canada and we're so close, our animals here are more contaminated than theirs. And it's simply because Puget Sound is kind of like a gigantic bathtub. So all this stuff that we put in there does not flow out into Puget Sound, but stays in there and is kind of recirculated. Mm-hmm. So that's, what leads to a big issue with our pollution problem is because the stuff that you put in is just, it's not, the old theory was the solution to pollution is dilution. And we all know that's not true anyway. But, if it was going out into Puget Sound collectively, it wouldn't be such an issue if it was allowed to flush out, which it isn't. So
if it was allowed to go out into the ocean, it would just take longer.
Exactly. It would cause problems for people a little further away.
With that point, though, does it therefore make it possible to clean the water of Puget Sound because it is fairly contained? Like the toxins are relatively, I don't know, but...
Right. Well, one of the things that we've noticed that why, you know, they focus so much effort and expense on education and what we call education and outreach is because it's a lot cheaper to stop it before it gets there than it is to try to clean up the problem once it's there. You can do some cleanup, but you're talking about a large quantity of water and it gets into the sediments and it's really, really difficult to get out.
Prevention is always the best medicine.
Exactly.
Yep. All right. So what is it? What are we supposed to do? Actually, before that, let's talk about the video.
Okay.
Because we're going to hear a part of the video. Mike has been so kind as to find this video for us and have the audio. So we'll get to hear part of the song. So this was something that was put together, you said, to reach, you know, younger population and to have it be kind of a fun way to spread a serious message. And this was released in June, and you said that you've gotten lots of feedback from even European countries.
Correct.
Yeah. And the message is, dog doogity, you've got to bag it up.
Right.
So that leads me to my next question, and kind of the point that we can make before we take our next break is, what is the best thing, as far as you guys can say, based off of, you know, the research that's been done and all that stuff, the studies, the science, what is the best way to dispose of dog poop?
Well, right now, the best way is to scoop it up, put it in a bag, and place it in the trash.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody likes to add more to the landfills, but unfortunately, because of all the harmful pathogens and bacteria that's in the dog poop, it's necessary to remove that from the system. And landfills are in areas in where it doesn't leach into the water system. So it's the best method that we can come up with so far.
I would also like to add that I think that it makes a difference what we feed our dogs.
It does.
Because why is it so toxic? Why is their feces so nasty with chemicals? It's got to be because of what they eat.
Well, the ones that we're talking about are pathogens that are there because they eat meat. Because, you know, the reason we have a septic system for humans is because our raw sewage is contaminant. Well, theirs is as well. So I don't know that theirs is more contaminated than ours, but it's the only one that we willingly allow to leave on the yard.
Does the meat have to be contaminated, though, in order for the poop to be contaminated?
No, I believe it's in your intestinal system.
So E. coli is just always there.
Yeah, it's alive and well in you right now. So.
Well, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me wonder why certain companies make such a big deal about raw feeding then. E. coli.
Right.
When it's actually everywhere anyway.
It's in your intestinal system. It's when it gets into your mouth that you have an issue. Or, you know, in the areas it's not supposed to be. Let's put it that way.
Another reason to not ingest poop. All right. And unfortunately, a lot of dogs actually do that. So, all right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll talk more with Janet Geer, who's the spokesperson for the Puget Sound Starts Here campaign. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
You know what? I like the Puget Sound. Dog Dookie D, no doubt. Play on, Puget.
Do you know there is an insurance company that offers great rates, quality service, and cares about your furry companions? Progressive will help cover the cost of your vet bills if you and your pet are involved in an accident. Call the good guys at Eastside Insurance, who represent Progressive Insurance and other fine companies. Contact Tom or Chuck at e-z-insurance.com for a free quote or call 877-817-4103. Eastside Insurance, where you and your pet can rest insured.
Let Hot Portraiture paint your dog in a stylish, abstract, realistic style. Artist Jennifer Bloom captures the personality of any canine, big or small, mutt or purebred. You can even include yourself in the painting, and you're sure to love the end result. To find out more, visit hotportraiture.net. That's H-A-U-T-E, portraiture.net. Or call Jennifer at 206-661-4538.
Hi, this is Julie Forbes, your host of the Dog Talk Show and owner of Sensitive Dog, Dog Training and Behavior. Invisible Fence Northwest uses a balanced, gentle approach to help dogs learn their boundaries. I've seen it firsthand. They work with each person and pet as an individual and teach in a way that's fun and respectful. Your dog quickly learns it has freedom and fair boundaries, so is safe, happy, and secure. Isn't that what we all want for our dogs? Save $100 when you visit InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENCE and tell them you're a Dog Talk Show fan. They're there for the life of your pet.
Hi, I'm Vicky St. Clair. I want to invite you to join me every Monday at noon for Conversations Live with Vicky St. Clair. We'll talk with innovative business leaders, medical and health professionals, authors, filmmakers, adventurers, and ordinary people leading extraordinary lives. Join me Mondays at noon for Conversations Live with Vicky St. Clair.
Next week on Conversations Live with Vicky St. Clair, Dr. Kenneth Ginsberg says building resilience in children is one of the best gifts you can give them. Please join Vicky next Monday at noon Pacific.
Don't touch that dial. You might miss something life-changing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
The Puget Sound, cover much ground. You ain't a hound from the town. In the rain, it's a good day. Each and every day.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes, and we're back talking with Janet Geer, who's the spokesperson for Puget Sound Starts Here campaign. And that song that was just played in and out of the break, and will be the next break as well, was from a video that was funded through the Department of Ecology. And it's called Dog Doogity. And there's actually a video to go along with that song. And the message is, Dog Doogity, you've got to bag it up. And, you know, off sort of from the song No Diggity.
Right.
And there's a link to that video, if you want to watch the video, posted on the Dog Talk Show homepage, which is dogtalkshow.com. Also on our Facebook fan page. So if you're on Facebook, you can find us there, too, and be a part of the conversation between shows. And just search for the Dog Talk Show, and you can keep an eye out for our logo, which is an orange dog with headphones and a microphone and radio waves coming out on either side with a blue background, and become a fan of our Facebook fan page. And then you can hear about special offers, upcoming guests, and links to videos like this one, Dog Doogity. So this was a video, like I said, funded through the Department of Ecology. Now, who's the artist? Is it the same guy that did No Diggity?
No.
Pardon my ignorance to
the
hip-hop scene.
His name is Martin Luther.
Okay.
And I guess, you know, I'd heard from the digital design firm Seedwell that created the video that he was actually friends with the group that produced No Diggity, but he's actually a soul rapper out of San Francisco.
Okay, so he is in the music scene.
Yes, and he has been from the beginning.
Okay.
But he chose to kind of go off on his own route. We were so fortunate to have Martin Luther as a singer and actor. He's the one in the video,
mm-hmm.
and the one that sang the lyrics, and he was just great. He worked for, you know, very little money when you're working for public sector. And he did it because he really cared about the environmental message, and he has a dog, and he really wanted to encourage people to do the right thing. So it was great working with him.
Is his dog in the video at all?
No, those were dog actors. So
really?
Yes, yes.
And do they work for little pay as well?
I guess they do. Probably for treats,
yeah.
I'm assuming.
Yeah. All right. Well, you've got some statistics here that Puget Sound has 12 counties,
mm-hmm.
and how many dogs populate those 12 counties?
About over a million dogs, which generate the amount of waste equivalent to a human city the size of about 300,000 people.
So that's 300,000 people's worth of waste.
Correct.
Generated from 1 million dogs.
Right.
And I just, as a side note, we create more waste than a person creates more waste than a dog, which I guess makes sense because we generally weigh more than them.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's an average, 300,000 people, which is why it's not a good idea. Because I was like thinking about, well, what are other options for dog poop disposal? Now, we've said that as far as we know, the best way, the safest way for the environment is to bag it and send it to a landfill.
Right.
Which, you know, isn't anybody's preference. We wish that there was a better way to do it. But so I always said, you know, well, what about flushing? Well, if you added, you know, 300,000 people's worth of waste to a sewer system that was not designed for that much, you could actually overload it.
Right.
Which wouldn't be good.
No, we would frown on that.
No, we do. So, and then, okay, well, what about these like in-ground composting systems?
Well, unfortunately, there's, you know, little to no research that shows that those are effective. The standard ones don't reach a temperature high enough to kill the pathogens that are involved. And the ones that you add these, you know, accelerants, they basically function like a broken septic system. And because of the high water table in a lot of our jurisdictions, that it makes them unreliable, as well as the soil composition and just the amount that you're putting in. A lot of people don't realize if they have three dogs or something like that they've got too much to add to the system. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we can't promote something when we don't know for sure whether it'll remove those pathogens or not. And that's why they have to say scoop it, bag it, place it in the trash.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's do another trivia question.
Okay.
So you can call in and win a prize pack of a poop bag dispenser and roll of poop bags, appropriate for today's topic, mm-hmm. collapsible travel dog food and water bowl, tennis ball throw toy, free bag of Nature's Logic food, as well as some other coupons for their products, and they're big coupons. And a voucher for a free pint of Answers raw goat's milk, which I'm a huge fan of, both of those foods. So here's the second question. Before I ask the question, I'll give the number out, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527, or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. True or false, Janet, don't answer the question on air. True or false? Can you throw dog waste into yard waste? True or false? Can you throw dog waste into your yard waste bin? I should clarify, into your yard waste bin. So again, you don't have to even get the question right. Just call in and try to answer it. And we'll send you out this wonderful prize pack. Toy, poop bag dispenser and roll of poop bags, collapsible water and food bowl, free bag of Nature's Logic dry food, along with some other coupons, and a voucher for a free pint of Answers goat's milk, which is a superfood for dogs and cats as well. True or false, can you throw dog waste into your yard waste bin? So while we're waiting for the calls to come in, I think you'll be happy to know, Janet, that actually Barbie is hip to the proper way to dispose of dog waste.
Really?
Yes. The reason I know this is because somebody quite some time ago, I think it was actually like 3 years ago, gave me a Barbie doll and her dog Tanner, who's like a yellow lab, and along with everything equipped to pick up poop, and the dog actually poops.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. All right, let's take caller one. We have Kathy in Seattle. Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
Okay, so true or false, can you throw dog waste into your yard waste bin?
No.
No, you can't. Well done. Kathy, do you have a dog?
Yes.
What kind of dog do you have?
It's a Heeler Border Collie mix.
Oh, excellent. I have two Australian cattle dogs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, well done. You got that correct. You cannot throw your dog waste into the yard waste bin because it is not an organic fertilizer, like we were talking about earlier, and does contain all those toxins. So, Kathy, stay on the line.
Okay.
And we're going to send you back to Darcy and get your mailing information and get that prize pack out to you. All right. I told you. They're smart. All right. So, Barbie and Tanner is what it's called. I was given this as a gift, and I just have not been able to throw it out because it's such a unique thing, and I don't know. I just can't even believe that they've actually made this, that kids would actually do this for fun. But so Barbie's got her dog. Okay, I can get that. That's cool. But then the dog actually poops. Like the tail is like a lever, and it spits out like a Tic Tac size, like a brown Tic Tac. And the dog actually poops, and then Barbie has a poop scooper that's like a magnet, picks up the poop, and then she has a little trash can and throws it out in the trash.
Wow, that is amazing.
Yeah, Barbie is aware of the impact that dog poop has on the environment, and she's doing her part.
And we appreciate that.
I know I do. So,
you know, actually, that's funny because it has been established as what we call a social norm. People in general know they're supposed to pick up their pet waste. And so when you do a survey or anything like that, 100% of people will say, yes, I pick up my pet waste.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that's not the case.
Liars.
So, so I, you know, it was it's just funny to know that at least we've gotten the education out there that they know what they're supposed to do. And now we just need to give that extra incentive to say, hey,
do
let's,
it.
Let's follow through with that.
Yeah. Well, and it is a frustration, I think, for dog owners and people without dogs that, you know, when you're trying to walk in a park or play Frisbee somewhere and you step in it.
Right.
You know, and it's like, oh, why didn't you pick that up?
Mm-hmm. It's a nuisance for everybody, whether you own a dog or not.
And it's a nuisance for, you know, many reasons. And the one we're talking about today is because it's actually harmful to the environment and contributes to polluting our local waters.
Correct.
And the thing about water pollution, too, that I think is important, especially because water pollution, you often can't see it. You know, the water looks clean. So, you know, it's clear. It's not like brown or has a film over it. So it looks clean, but it actually could be and likely is contaminated with any number of different chemicals because you can't see it.
Right.
And so it's not something I think that we really get the impact of. Because we can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, oh my gosh, the streams are brown. You know, because I think that would freak people out and then, you know, cause people to, you know, take action or be more mindful of it, you know, because it's not like part of our day-to-day experience, the pollution.
Right, exactly. You know, that's the problem. You know, in the 60s, pollution was so bad that you actually had rivers catching fire. You know, I mean, it was readily evident what was wrong. And those major industrial polluters, they created this Clean Water Act to go and find these industrial polluters, force them to do the right thing. And then the water was cleaned up and they did all these tests and they thought, well, gosh, why is it still, you know, being polluted and we can't see it? And that's the problem is now we've got that what they call non-point source pollution, which is each one of us in our daily habits are, without realizing it, contributing to a huge water pollution issue.
Mm-hmm.
So and that's what makes it hard for us to get that information out there because you can't see it and you think the sound is safe, and it's really not.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll talk more with Janet Geer, who's the spokesperson for the Puget Sound Starts Here campaign. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150. You got the baby. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo.
Hey, yo, let's keep this clean. Camley Electric Incorporated is a full-service electrical contractor. From simple home repairs to full remodels, new construction, and small commercial projects, our qualified electricians do it all. We pride ourselves on our workmanship and professional standards, delivered with value in mind. Located in historic Ballard, Camley Electric serves the greater Seattle metropolitan area. Licensed, bonded, and insured. Camley Electric welcomes all inquiries about your electrical needs. Visit the website KemleyElectric.com. That's K-E-M-L-Y Electric.com.
The Natural Pet Pantry offers everything you need for feeding your pet a raw food diet. Most health issues pets face today are a result of poor diet. The Natural Pet Pantry makes raw, cooked, and custom meals for your pets, all prepared locally using only grade A meats and vegetables. Located in stores around the Puget Sound, the home delivery is available from Stanwood to Gig Harbor. Visit naturalpetpantry.com or call 206-248-1079 for more information on how to add health and longevity to your beloved pet's life. That's naturalpetpantry.com.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist, and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
This is Kim Arnold. Mariano. Join me on Wednesdays at 4 o'clock for Walk the Talk with Kim. We will focus on nonprofit and community organizations to strengthen our community through knowledge, leadership, and collaboration. We will challenge our listeners to walk the talk and take action to support the health and growth of our nonprofit community. You will be inspired with stories of triumph and lessons in leadership. So put on your walking shoes, grab your brain, and let's walk the talk with Kim. Every Wednesday at 4 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
1150kknw.com. It's why they invented the internet. We think. Alternative Talk 1150 a.m.
We got to bag it up. Bag it up. I like the way you walk it. Dog Dookie, Dog Dookie. Got to bag it up.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 AM. We're back with Janet Geer, who's the spokesperson for Puget Sound Starts Here campaign. Welcome back.
Thank you.
We're talking about the impact that dog poop has on the environment, specifically our water, lakes, rivers, streams, and the Puget Sound. So let's do our last trivia question. So if you tried to call in last time and you weren't quick enough, try again, 425-373-5527, or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. True or false, in-ground dog poop composters remove contaminants? Don't answer the question, Janet.
I'll try.
True or false? In-ground composters, dog poop composters, remove contaminants. You don't even have to get it right. You just have to try. 425-373-5527 or toll-free 888-298-5569. And the lines light up. We are giving away a dog poop bag dispenser and poop bags, travel bowl, tennis ball toy, free bag of Nature's Logic, food along with other coupons. They're big coupons too, and a voucher for a free pint of raw goat's milk from Answers Pet Food. And I'd like to say that the poop bags, this dispenser, the bowl, are given by Eastside Insurance. You can find them at e-z-insurance.com, and they are fans of the show and great insurance brokers, people that you can trust, especially if you've bought your insurance online. Just looking price-wise, it's definitely a good idea to just give them a call and have them look at your policy for you. They will do that with no pressure and just take a look at your coverage and make sure that you are covered. Okay, true or false, can you throw dog waste? Oh, I'm sorry. That's the wrong one. In-ground composters remove contaminants. True or false? And we're going to take Vicky to answer the question. Hi, Vicky.
Hi.
So true or false, in-ground composters remove contaminants from dog poop?
I'm not exactly positive, but I'm going to say false.
That is correct.
Ah!
Good job.
Great, I need some free stuff.
Good. well done. Now, do you have a dog?
I do.
What kind of dog do you have?
I have a border collie. His name is JD.
Excellent. Well, thanks for listening, and thanks for calling in, and good job getting the question right. We're going to send you back to Darcy and get your mailing address so
thanks,
we can
Julie.
Get that prize to you. All right,
Thank
thanks.
You. Bye.
Smart listeners.
Yes.
All the questions were false. The answers, in-ground composters do not remove contaminants from dog.
Correct.
Unfortunately, it's a great idea.
Right.
And leave it to the Seattle area to try to compost dog poop.
I know it.
Okay. Now, isn't there, you know, with everything that we can do these days with technology, can't we figure some useful way to use dog poop since there's such an abundance of it and it's such a problem? I mean, wouldn't you think we've put people on the moon? You know, couldn't we, like, fuel cars with it or... you know, make paper out of it or spin yarn out of it or something. You'd think that we could come up with something to do that actually is of use to dog with dog poop and, you know.
Right. Well, you know, there are some things out there that people have tried. I know on the East Coast I've seen some really great streetlights that they have in their parks, and you can actually put the pet waste in there and turn a crank, and it generates electricity for the light, which is pretty neat. Other jurisdictions have got these large tanks that you put them in there, and it's seemingly kind of like a septic system. So, you know, you're putting it in, you're doing the work, and it's creating a useful material, at least being broken down in there. But I haven't seen anything on a wide scale. And you're right. I mean, it's the same with our waste, though. You think by now they would have figured out something, you know, great to do with it. I know some other jurisdictions are also doing things like biosolids, where they're actually creating a cooking it high enough, you know, getting that temperature high enough to create a fertilizer out of it, which you can do. And I know Japan, they do some pretty crazy stuff with waste, but no, not here, unfortunately. We haven't come up with a solid answer that, you know, meets the needs of every jurisdiction. So
once the water turns brown, I think we'll, you know,
yeah,
like,
right,
you don't do it unless you have to.
Well, if somebody out there, you know, is looking for something to do,
figure out a way to okay, so I'm going to give away another prize pack, but I'm going to do this for my podcast listeners or people who listen to the archives, because all of our shows are free downloads off of iTunes as a podcast. They're also all archived on the website, which is dogtalkshow.com. So you may be a loyal listener and you never get the chance to participate in Dog Talk Show trivia because you don't listen live. But I'm going to give you an opportunity to win a prize pack, just like the ones I've given away on air today, provided by Eastside Insurance. And you can find them online at e-z-insurance.com. We've also got some prizes provided by Nature's Logic Pet Foods and Answers Pet Food as well. Okay, I want to hear your ideas of what we could potentially do with dog poop that would actually be productive or constructive. What could we use dog poop for? So email me your ideas, host@dogtalkshow.com, and I'll pick my favorites. I'll see how many of these packs I have to give away, and I'll give away as many as I can. And I'll, you know, give you a couple weeks because some people listen to them fairly delayed. host@dogtalkshow.com. Tell me your idea. Make paper out of it? I don't know. I'm kind of kidding about that.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Car fuel. You said like biodiesel. What did you say it smells like?
Biodiesel smells like French fries.
French fries.
Yeah. So I can only imagine what that car is going to smell like.
We might have to mix the dog poop with like some lavender or something. So
right.
It's not giving off fumes, but. All right, so email me your ideas, and I'll it'll give you a chance to win a prize pack as well. host@dogtalkshow.com. That's how you can reach me as well. If you have a good show idea or, you know, like a good guest idea or any sort of communication, that's how you can reach me directly, host@dogtalkshow.com. So the main point today, and there's a lot more information online if you want to find out more details, more statistics. You can go to PugetSoundStartsHere.org. You can go to ScoopPoop.org. You can go to the Department of Ecology's website, which is www.ecy.wa.gov. And then you can also find Puget Sound Starts Here on Facebook as well. And I will add that as one of the Dog Talk Show pages, favorite pages too, so you can get to them through the Dog Talk Show Facebook fan page as well. The point is that dog poop, I mean, it's wonderful how much this region especially loves dogs. I mean, there are over 1 million dogs, as you said, Janet, in the Puget Sound area, which is made up of 12 different counties, over 1 million dogs, and they generate the equivalent of the waste of 300,000 people.
Correct.
That's a lot of poop.
Yes, it is.
Now, here's a question, though, and you probably get this a lot. Okay, well, I don't, you know, I'm out on, you know, in a park or whatever, and my dog poops, and they poop off the trail. You know, bears and coyotes, they're pooping outside. Squirrels, raccoons, they're all pooping outside. So why do I have to pick up my dog's poop?
Well, yes, it's true that bears poop in the woods, and so do coyotes and other wildlife, but our urban and suburban areas, dogs exist in higher densities and produce waste in far greater quantities than any other large wildlife.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in addition to our impervious surfaces, which allows stormwater and rainwater pollution, you know, to run off of your yards and driveways and everything and these trails into the nearest water source, which then goes, you know, into Puget Sound.
Mm-hmm. Well, Janet, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Very informative and important topic. Janet's the spokesperson for the Puget Sound Starts Here campaign. This is the organization that's responsible for the video and song Dog Doogity. Like I said, there's a link to that on the Dog Talk Show Facebook fan page, also on our homepage, which is dogtalkshow.com. You can also find it at scooppoop.org. You can also go to the Puget Sound Starts Here campaign's website, which is pugetsoundstartshere.org. And you can check out the Department of Ecology's website as well for more information. That's www.ecy.wa.gov. And the Department of Ecology is who funded that video, Dog Doogity.
Correct.
So, again, if you missed any part of this interview or any of our many shows over the past 2.5 years, you can find us on iTunes as a free podcast. You can download us for free on iTunes and then take us with you on your iPod or MP3 player. You can also listen to any of our past shows on the website, www.dogtalkshow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. live on 1150 a.m.
Well, it's all